A translation of the readings today on this first Sunday of Advent in the beginning of a new liturgical year. From the epistle of St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Brethren, knowing that it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, for our salvation is nearer than when we believed. The night is past and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and in impurities, not in contention and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. The translation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations by reason of the confusion of the roaring of the sea and of the waves, men withering away for fear and expectation of what shall come upon the whole world. For the powers of heaven shall be moved, and then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift your heads, because your redemption is at hand." And he spoke to them in this parable. "See the fig tree and all the other trees. When they now shoot forth their fruit, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen, I say to you, this generation shall not pass away until all things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall endure forever." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today we begin a new year in the life of Holy Mother Church. And each year we begin in the same tone. This apocalyptic episode that our Lord is forewarning us and telling us to be at peace, for the kingdom of God is at hand. This seeming paradox between the preparation for Christmas and the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, the incarnate God, and a forewarning of the end times and the last judgment. This paradox has perplexed Christians for centuries. Why does Holy Mother Church tell us these words of our Lord today when she begins her new liturgical year? It is quite simple. Think about what are we preparing for, and think how it came to be, and think now what it is that God is wishing to tell us in this parable. The nations will be confused and confounded, and the people will rise up in distress and in chaos because of the calamity and the tribulations of the world. And yet, God comes to us in a whisper. God comes to us in a whisper. He does not shout. And he does not try to compete with the noise of this world, because he is more powerful than all of it together. He comes to us in a whisper. And that whisper he asks us to listen for despite the noise and confusion of our times, which was not too different from when our Lord first came in a whisper, as a child in Bethlehem. Notice the lack of organ, that fills the air. Notice the lack of relics on the altar and the lack of decoration of the carpet. This small penance, this mortification of the eyes and of the ears, is in order to prepare us certainly for the joys of Christmas, when all of the pomp and circumstance and splendor of the sacred liturgy will be restored, celebrating the birth of our divine Lord. But that right now, we would listen for that whisper, and we would open our ears and our minds and our hearts to be able to receive our Lord 4 weeks from now. We have but precious little time. Precious little time. We cannot waste the gifts that God has blessed us with. And we cannot presume that we will have more to give than what has been allocated. Holy Mother Church is our divine pedagogue. She, the mystical body of Christ, divinized by our Lord at the foot of the cross, wishes to communicate to us His divine wisdom in teaching us that we have but a short time. We have 4 weeks until Christmas. 4 weeks to celebrate properly the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ in time, and I dare say the most important event in history, when God became man in order that we might become like God. He created us in His image and likeness, and He wishes to redeem us in the image and likeness of His divine Son, a child, an infant king, there humbly and poorly enthroned in a manger, but to be adored as a king on the clouds of heaven, where He shall come to judge the living and the dead, and shall beckon in all of the faithful servants into that eternal kingdom of heaven, of which we have but a foretaste here in our time, in this beautiful church, and in the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, the mystical bride of Christ, outside of whom there is no salvation, because this is the body of our Lord, who is alone our salvation. Through Him we receive all graces, and through Him we shall come to adore at the creche of Bethlehem, which we shall prepare in very short time, awaiting our Lord, and through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. It is no coincidence, dear faithful, that we celebrate in 1 week's time the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, that perfect instrument that prepared the human race to receive our Lord Jesus Christ in the fullness of time. And Holy Mother Church wishes for us to go to her, asking humbly to allow us to hear the whisper of God, in order that we might recognize that child for who He is. The shepherds and the magi saw but a baby, and yet they adored the one true God. This is the mystery of our faith. This is the mystery of the incarnation. And this is the mystery that will save us now, and which will bring us to our eternal destiny in heaven, where we shall live and reign with the angels in the unity of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.